The Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report. This is Dr. Lee for America with the Legal Report today, bringing you new information about how you can help hold accountable the perpetrators of the grand COVID fraud unleashed on the world. You'll hear Dr. Richard Fleming, attorney, physician, and physicist, explain the new legal initiatives in 10letters.org for all of you citizens to now have a voice and a means of taking action without having to engage an attorney. Millions of people worldwide, but especially across the United States, have been injured or killed by this COVID illness and the experimental COVID injection deceptively called a vaccine. New whistleblower documents show that the entire COVID project was created by the Department of Defense as a military operation under the guise of a national security threat, and owned by the Department of Defense, Pentagon, authorized as Operation Warp Speed. It is unequivocal in the clarity and reliability of the evidence that has been brought out in the last 3 years and widely available in spite of massive collusion to censor it, that confirms that the SARS-CoV-2 virus was created in a laboratory as a gain-of-function product of bioweapons research at our own University of North Carolina under Dr. Ralph Barrett. And it was created as a gain-of-function, improving, increasing the lethality of a common cold coronavirus to be the deadly viral illness that we saw as COVID-19. And this bioweapons research then was not only funded by U.S. taxpayers here at the University of North Carolina, when President Obama and President Trump halted the gain-of-function research under both administrations, Anthony Fauci illegally funneled taxpayer dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in violation of direct orders by both administration, President Obama and President Trump. The public does not yet realize that there is no legal accountability or liability for death, injury, or damage because the DOD militarized medical martial law operation, and that created immunity under a situation of war. That's why there's been, so far, no accountability for the skyrocketing death count and the damage done to our military readiness and fitness. The 10 Letters Project, created by our guest today, Dr. Richard Fleming, is one way American citizens can begin holding those responsible accountable for their unlawful actions that have in effect been crimes against humanity. We discuss these tools and resources with Dr. Fleming. He has created them for citizens to act without having to engage an attorney. Welcome, Dr. Fleming. It's a privilege to have you on the show today. And today, you wear many hats, as we've discussed. You are a PhD. You are a scientist. You are an MD in nuclear cardiology, board certified specialist, and a nuclear cardiologist. So you've had a medical practice treating patients for many years, and you have a law degree, and you understand the law. Now, we've had programs with you focused on your PhD, MD, and now we're going to discuss in your role as a juris doctor, attorney, what are some of the legal actions that citizens can take on their own without an attorney in order to help reclaim our rights as free American citizens living in a constitutional republic? Granted, it's hanging on by a thread and we are losing our freedoms, but it's going to take we the people to stand up and restore them. So tell us about your latest initiative, 10letters.org.
Well, first, let me thank you for having me on the program again. There's a lot of different information for the people to probably digest. 10letters.org is a program that was put together after I was in Utah giving a presentation where everybody came up and said, what can we do? It's great to hear information. It's great to try to sort through the truth. But in the end, it comes down to now, what are you going to do about it? What's the action that you're going to take that's meaningful? And it's really important for people to understand that when we talk about legal suits brought in the courts, you can basically break it down into two groups, although it's a little bit more complicated than that. But there's civil litigation, which are the types of cases that occur that you have a problem, you go to an attorney files a case against somebody else claiming harm of some sort and damages or remedies that you want to obtain. And there is the other major area, which is criminal law. And that is a unique area that you just don't walk out to an attorney and say, I want to file a criminal case. Because if that was the case, there'd be a lot more chaos than there already is in the legal system. And so what we have done as a country is said, look, if we're going to have laws, what's called statutes, S-T-A-T-U, yes. And we're going to say this is illegal to do, then what we're going to do is we're going to assign very specific attorneys called known as prosecutors. So these are either district attorneys or these are attorney generals, either at the state level or the federal level, that will be responsible for looking at evidence provided to them to determine if crimes have really been committed. And then if crimes appear to have been committed, what these special prosecuting attorneys do is they take it to what's known as a grand jury. Now, most people have heard of the term jury, and the way that this is selected is to be on a jury, you have to be a citizen who votes, you're a registered voter, and they keep track of you. And to be on the jury, you're called in periodically to hear cases and be responsible for rendering judgments based upon the evidence. But a grand jury is a unique group, and they're not called in on a monthly basis, but they are sequestered. They're put in a room. You're not supposed to know who these individuals are. And what the prosecuting attorneys do is they walk in with information. They say, we believe that this person, X, Y, and Z, have committed these crimes, A, B, and C, and we believe we have evidence. Now, we want to share with you some of the evidence. And if you are convinced that we have this evidence, then we will go to the courts and we will file a letter for indictment. to notify these people that we believe they've committed crimes, and we're going to take them to court as a country or a state. Now, what 10letters.org is all about is allowing the U.S. citizens that think that something needs to be done to address a variety of problems, to allow them to go online to the site known as 10, the number 10, letters, letters.org. And you go online and it will ask you to, there's a dropdown that says build my letter. And you click on that and it will ask you for your name, your address, your state, your zip code. Well, why? Well, because there's 50 states and a couple of independent components. But 50 states, each of which have a different attorney general that the people have elected and put in power to do a job, to prosecute criminals. So when you enter that information and you enter your state, whatever that might be, let's say California, then it will generate a cover letter to both the governor of California and the attorney general of California that says, look, what I'm doing is I'm letting you know that I'm sending you a cover letter asking you to convene a grand jury to hold people accountable for crimes. And these crimes are very specific. So the second thing you have to do is go to the top of that page where it says indictment letter, and you download that and you print two copies, one for your governor and one for your attorney general. And that indictment letter includes very specific items with some information. The book that I wrote is COVID-19, a Bioweapon, that has data of who got paid to do what. An affidavit, which is a statement from me that I've signed under penalty of perjury, laying out events that have happened over the last 36 plus months. And a deposition link that is about a 54-minute deposition where under oath, I was asked specific questions as to the viruses that have caused this pandemic and who is responsible for getting paid to make these viruses, these biological viral weapons, which crimes have been committed both at the federal and the state level. And the information that an attorney general or a district attorney would need to take and give to a grand jury to prove that there's sufficient evidence to believe that Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and a variety of other people that are listed in the indictment letter have committed these crimes and should be held legally accountable. Now, it's called 10 letters because we're asking every American to do the right thing, which is to take what has happened over the last 3+ years and seriously look at it and call for some accountability. Because in the United States, we've lost more than 1.1 million Americans and we've seen harmed more than 1.5 million Americans. And this is aside from any speculation that people have. These are the accepted numbers by the government, so you can't back out of them. I mean, and these are substantial numbers because, as we've talked about before, these are more deaths than the U.S. military has sustained and more injuries than the U.S. military has sustained since we have been a country. So 10letters.org allows U.S. citizens to enter their address, download a cover letter, download an indictment letter, submit it to both their governor and their attorney general, stating that as a U.S. citizen, you want this investigated. And here's the evidence. The AGs don't even have to do any work. I've done it for them. And what I've told people is I have a USB thumb drive for every attorney general in the United States that has more than 4,750 plus documents that lay out what they need to see. And I've even laid it out in such a way that it will walk them through. They're numbered 1 1, 2, 3, 4, follow the steps.
That's an amazing resource. That is an amazing resource. What has been done to really publicize this into a national campaign? It seems like we need a group in every state that will work on getting this done for with all the resources you've created.
Yeah, that would be absolutely lovely. I mean, the people that are working with me that helped put this website together, and they know who they are. I'm not going to give their names out. I'm not going to expose them. Have done a lot of work. I've done a lot of work. Dr. McCarron has done a lot of work, who's contributed to this. Mr. Rixey has done a lot of work. Dr. Huff has done a lot of work. Dr. Deinert has done a lot of work. We have provided materials that, you know, we realize that this is not a comfortable task for any district attorney or attorney general or any U.S. citizen to look at the fact that the United States has people in it that have used U.S. taxpayers' monies to commit crimes that we know should not have been committed. And
it is hard to wrap our mind around that. And yet I want you to know that Truth for Health Foundation will work with you and your organization to find whatever ways you and I can put our heads together to help disseminate this to more people across more states to be able to take these actions. It is only going to be we the people that stand up for our freedom. Just as the colonists in the first American Revolution were a small percentage of the existing colonists living on these shores, it's going to be a small percentage of us that take the stand for truth, for freedom, and defending our constitutional republic. I'm committed. I just recently learned about your initiative. I'm stunned with all that you have put together. It's a huge effort, and it needs to get out to more people. And I think you and I need to collaborate between our organizations to find a way to get a 10 letters spearheading person in all 50 states. And we need to fairly quickly, I think. We're running out of time.
I would argue we are well past the point of safe return. But now we need to hold some accountability. Just to let your speakers know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, I have degrees that I've worked hard for. But to let people know where I come from as an individual, we the people from the Declaration of Independence, 2/3 of the Declaration of Independence is a Flemish document that Thomas Jefferson translated from Flemish to English. The other third of it comes from the British people from the 1600s in response to the king. It's also true that one of my ancestors, Captain Fleming, on Christmas Eve crossed the Delaware with Washington.
Wow.
So I had the great pleasure, a unique pleasure when I was in Utah, when this was being put together, of meeting a gentleman whose ancestor was also there. Crossing the Delaware with Washington, which was a real outstanding moment, I thought, for the two of us to meet hundreds of years later as we recognize what we're doing. George Washington did not call the Revolutionary War the Revolutionary War. He called it the cause. And for our time, this is our cause, because we are given an opportunity, not a burden, an opportunity to do that which our ancestors did to help restore this country in the true sense of what the founding fathers wanted this country to be, which is And let's be clear, our founding fathers were all criminals. They were all criminals. They violated British law in what they were doing. But what they did, in the other sense, was the only thing that could be done to do the right thing. And so I'm also very interested in
against tyranny.
Exactly. And to stand against people that were killing people and harming people and knew that they were doing it. And that is the same problem that we are experiencing here, except now the people doing this are using the science to do it. And in addition to everything else I've mentioned, I have not spent 55 years, now starting my 55th year of science and research, to allow these people to come in and hijack it to do the wrong thing. I used to tell people when this entire pandemic began, to think back on every movie that they had seen where there was a scientist screaming at the beginning saying, don't do this. And then eventually you have to come back to that scientist to try to get you somewhat bailed out because everybody went along with the bad science. So you can trust the science, but people need to distinguish between good science and potentially harmful science and good scientists and bad scientists, just like we have to deal with good and bad doctors, good and bad lawyers, good and bad judges. Everybody knows what I'm talking about with that case. And we need to hold these folks accountable. As the United States, we can no longer hold our head up to the rest of the world if, when confronted with the facts of what's happened, we do not hold these people accountable. We can't run around the world and talk about other leaders in other countries doing bad things if we as a people will not stand up and say we will hold our leaders accountable for the crimes that they've done. When we do that, then we truly do become the shiny city on the hill. And Americans need only take a minute and a half or 2 minutes out of their life to go to 10letters.org, fill in that information, download it, print it, put it in an envelope, send it off to their governor and attorney general, and then go and get 10 more people that they know or more to do the same thing. We have right around 3,400, 3,500 letters that have already gone out. And this is by word of mouth with people sharing the information and using what little bit of social media we have access to against the odds. And so this speaks to the fact that American citizens acknowledge that they can do something and will go forward. And, you know, one of the questions that we were getting up front, which is, how can we possibly overcome these people that are in such positions of power? Well, here's the reality. Every bad person in history who has done something harmful and nefarious thought they were above reproach, thought they could get by and do whatever they wanted to. And history has repeatedly shown us that when the people stand up and demand accountability of the people doing wrong actions, we can hold them accountable. And I guarantee you, they are more worried about the general Mr. and Mrs. or Dr. and Mrs. or whatever, U.S. citizen standing up, getting on board and submitting these documents and putting pressure on the AGs to do their job. These people that need to be held accountable are more worried that you will do that than you are of them.
That's exactly right. And that's why we in Truth For Health Foundation have been pushing for citizen action on multiple fronts. The Sentinel event reports to JCAH, the criminal complaints, and we've provided templates for that. The Citizens Action, Citizens Reporting System for Vaccine Injury, because the CDC is not reporting them all. And now adding your 10letters.org and the resources you've provided are just in that ways that people haven't known they could take action. And now we're saying, here are simple steps. I mean, how difficult is it? If you're worried about your freedom, instead of watching a Netflix movie, why don't you take an hour and download these letters, print them, sign them, and put them in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and mail it to your attorney general and your governor. But people don't know it's there because of all the censorship, which our founders tried to set up checks and balances to avoid that. But now we are shut down. You said it so well. This is our cause. If we do not take this stand and defend our freedom now as we the people, it will be lost for a millennia or more of darkness and tyranny. There's no question. America is the last light of freedom, and our torch of freedom is flickering.
And frankly, the rest of the world is watching to see whether it's going to go out or whether it will be reborn.
Exactly.
And
right.
I remember watching videos from the Australia, New Zealand area where they were holding up signs saying, "Where are you, America?" And the world has the right to ask that question, because don't forget, we're responsible for this happening.
Yes.
Other countries have participated. There's no doubt about that. But our money, our knowledge, our resources, our institutions have been used. They were hijacked, and we allowed them to be hijacked because of... Look, you can't be a free people if you're not going to take accountability for what's going on. This is not a scenario where you just kind of get to meander through life having no idea what's going on and expecting other people to do the right thing. People do the right thing if they're good people. People who do bad things believe that they're doing the right thing based upon their belief system. And if you don't want those bad things to happen, or if you want to stop them from happening further, and if you want to hold those people accountable, then the right thing to do is to stand up and send in the information, put pressure. We've got two groups of AGs. We've got the ones who want to do something but want to be able to say they've got the backing of the people. And we've got the cowards that will only do it through pressure, through being forced to do the right thing.
You are so right. And I'd like to pick up this discussion further. I have several things I wanted to comment on, and we're running out of time in the first half. So I'd like to pick it up after the break. We will be right back with the second half of our show, and listen to all of our programs right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio and archived on AmericaOutLoud.com, as well as check out Dr. Fleming's website, 10letters.org, and truthforhealth.org. We will be right back.
Here we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. AmericaOutLoud.com, 7 amazing years. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity, unlike other supplements that don't work. Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
This message is from the Truth for Health Foundation. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Sigloff, a family medicine physician and a major in the U.S. Army. The following are only my opinions. Service members are being coerced to participate in medical experimentation, with over 7,500 service members being discharged for refusing to participate. Many of them have lost their retirement and medical benefits. There are allegations that the DOD is committing medical fraud, violating the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and violating the constitutional rights of service members. Strong men and women stand ready to defend so that you can sleep peacefully through the night. Now we must stand watch over the military so they can sleep peacefully through the night. Please get involved to help protect the military. This message brought to you by the Truth For Health Foundation. For more information, please visit truthforhealth.org. That is truthforhealth.org. Truth, the word for, health.org.
Welcome to the second half of the show today with Dr. Richard Fleming, who is a physician and attorney and PhD scientist. He is a nuclear cardiologist, and we've done some interesting programs with him on the cardiology and other effects to the heart and the entire body from the COVID shots. Today, we're talking about the perspective he brings as an attorney and the legal actions that people can take in order to take back our freedom. In the first half, we were ending up with some of his points about how important it is to have people take action. America, we are past the time where you can sit on the couch and expect the cavalry to come and rescue us. We are the change we need. We, the people, are the ones who are going to solve these problems by taking action through our legal systems, through our court of law, while we still have the opportunity as free Americans to do that. So go ahead with your thoughts, Dr. Fleming, about why this is so important.
Well, I think when everybody looks at a task to be done, they sometimes get overwhelmed with the idea of going out there and doing it. But let's be real honest and upfront here. Most of us like to think about the people who made a difference that made our lives better and possible. We like to think of the founding fathers, who against all adversity, against being labeled traitors to the crown and criminals, against putting everything they had on the line, knew that if they and their families were going to live in a society that was free with certain rights, they would need to stand up and take responsibility for it. Now, you know, this being January, President's Day, we used to have Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday, and it's been fused to President's Day. We recognize these individuals, and we've spoken about our ancestries and the people that we come from that are responsible for so much of what started the country and the obligation that comes to us with that. But everybody listening to this, everybody who has an opportunity to move forward with 10letters.org and send in materials to the governors and attorney generals also now have the unique opportunity to do something that their children and their grandchildren and history will record either favorably for their taking actions or not favorably for having surrendered the country and allowing criminals to get by with the crimes they've done and the loss of freedom that future generations will have to live with. Those future generations will reflect back in the same way that we reflect back, and they will ask questions, fundamental questions, not only of what happened, but what did their ancestors do at that critical time. Did they stand up? Did they demand that justice be done? Did they demand that those who committed the crimes be held accountable? Or were they the ones who acquiesced and allowed the loss of liberties, the loss of freedoms, and more importantly, some real potential health problems occur? Your ancestors are going to ask you that, whether you like it or not, and past the time that you're living, your ancestors are going to reflect back on what did you do in these times. There's not much better opportunity to be alive than a point in time in history where actions you take make a critical turning point for the type of world that exists. These are great times to be alive. Now, they're only great times because bad people have done things, but they present an opportunity that a couple of generations ago we may not have had, or a couple of generations in the future people may not have. You were born at the right time to make a difference, to stand up and turn the tide of history. So these aren't bad times. These are good times. These are times to proudly look your children and grandchildren and friends in the eye and say, I decided to step forward to do the right thing like the founding fathers did and to hold these criminals accountable.
That is a powerful statement and very, very inspiring. I feel very strongly the same way in that two things. For me personally, I have always taken an oath to serve my patients, not serve government, insurance companies, governors, politicians, bureaucrats. And I resigned from all insurance contracts in 1986, 1 year after starting my private practice, because the one I signed briefly for 6 months made me choose between what the insurance company allowed and what I knew in my medical ethics and my heart and soul and my mind that the patients needed. And of course, I read the contract and they were still holding me legally accountable for the patient, regardless of whether the insurance company approved it. And I said, I can't live that way. I can't sleep at night if I can't answer to my patients honestly. And quite frankly, I have stood against the tyranny of big medicine, big government, insurance companies, and big pharma intrusion into the physician-patient relationship for the entire time I've been in medicine, even as a student. And I won't be silent. I won't go into this dark night of evil, turning my head, playing ostrich, and I sincerely believe that I have to stand before God on Judgment Day and account for my life. And so, therefore, I have to do, I cannot do anything other than the right thing, whatever the cost is. And Dr. Fleming, over my career, and I'm sure you've had your adversities and you've paid a price for doing the right thing and speaking the truth. But I've lost jobs because I stood up for what was right for a patient and testified in court against doctors in the hospital where I was a medical director of a program. And I was blackballed and fired because I did that. I've had other adversities for standing against something that was wrong. But I just feel like it's critical to do the right thing. So each of you listening today, look inside your heart and mind and soul and listen to what Dr. Fleming said and what I'm saying. Can you look your family and your children and your grandchildren in the eye and say, I sat there on the couch and played golf and watched movies and played video games rather than defending your freedom? Can you really do that? Doctors out there, can you really look yourself in the eye and look in the mirror and say, I hid in the corner. I didn't treat COVID patients. I'm participating in the hospital COVID death protocols. I know this isn't right, but I'm doing it anyway because I want to protect my job. Can you really do that?
I don't think people, and maybe everybody, all of us allopathic medicine physicians, all of us MDs, need to go take a look at that oath that you took on that day that you graduated. Now, there's either the Hippocratic Oath, or, and there's more than one. And our group, we voted as a class, took the Geneva Oath. And the Geneva Oath, I think, is very powerful because it was developed after World War II, and it was developed to address the atrocities that occurred in concentration camps in World War II. These oaths, both of them, have obligations to only two groups of people. Two, the people who trained us. So you talk about being responsible and looking the creator in the eye. And I would argue that in addition to that, you're going to have to look me in the eye. And you're going to have to look everybody else in the eye who took this oath. This oath is the oldest oath on the planet. It has been laid down generation after generation after generation. It is a privilege to get the to be allowed into entry to a medical college, to get through, to pass and certify in whatever field that you're in. But it is an obligation to those who preceded us, the foundations of medicine and where medicine is going. That's the first group, to those responsible for training us. And the second group are those that we accept as patients. Not people who want to be our patients, but those who we accept as our patients. Nowhere in that oath are the judicial systems of the United States mentioned? Are the insurance companies mentioned? Is Big Pharma mentioned? None of that is in our oath. So where licensing boards may go after physicians and may pull the ability to practice medicine, you are a physician as long as you have completed the steps, taken that oath, and honored that oath. Period. If you are looking in as a non-physician, as a non-allopath, and you have raised the question of why the doctors haven't followed through on their oath, then right now I want you to reflect on if you think that the standard should be to honor your oath and to do the right thing, then I argue that you must also submit on 10letters.org and honor your oath as a citizen and do the right thing for your country, and for your children, and for your grandchildren. I have argued on stage, and I think arguing would be the word most people would use, although I considered it a lively debate, with colleagues in medicine who have used drugs that I don't agree with for this virus and this disease. But I have also on stage argued that I would rather my colleagues do what they believe is right for their patients than to have to win an argument or discussion with me where I'm going to continue to have those discussions. We have always in medicine agreed to curbside each other. For those of you who aren't in medicine, that means you're walking in the hospital, you're in your clinic, you have a question and you see a colleague that you think may have had some experience with it, and you pull them aside and you say, let me tell you about something going on with the patient I'm taking care of. Any thoughts, anything you've seen to add to that? And we have agreed that while we may all treat somebody differently, we also allow everybody to treat differently, presuming they don't cause harm. That has been the way we have done that. And over the course of time, our treatments get better as a result of the information we get and the treatment. And so as much as I have disagreed with people on stage and in discussions and insisted upon scientific arguments, I will also back, literally, to the hilt, any of my colleagues who are trying to do their best, who believe they have the evidence to support what they're doing, whatever that might be, and are firmly trying to do the right thing and have no intent of doing the wrong thing or harmful thing. I will back their right to do that in the same way that I see them treat other disease states that I would treat differently, but I will back them as long as they believe they are doing the right thing for the right reason and are not harming their patient. Because under those circumstances, they have kept their Hippocratic or Geneva oath, and therefore they maintain the integrity of a physician.
That is extraordinarily well said. And actually, I'm very glad that you brought up the Oath of Hippocrates and the Geneva Oath. Do you happen to have a copy of the Geneva Oath that you could read for our listeners today? Because I
right here on my wall.
Then I would like to, I'd like
I have
you to
my,
read it.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me glasses.
Because I have the Oath of Hippocrates on my office wall, which is what our class took, but it was the oath that is closer to the original. They are changing the Oath of Hippocrates today, and medical students today don't take the same oath you and I did. So I think it's important for, I'd like really for you to read that. I'd like our listeners to understand what this means. It is a sacred oath, whether it's the Oath of Hippocrates or whether it's the Geneva Oath. You are right. It was an honor to be allowed into the privilege of taking that sacred oath before God.
And I'm going to reiterate something before I read it. Anybody who's out there doing the right thing for their patients that the state boards have pulled their licenses from them, if you did and you have followed your oath, you are still a physician, period. The boards do not determine who is a physician. They may legally manipulate who can practice medicine, but they do not determine who is a physician. Physician's oath from the Declaration of Geneva. At the time of being admitted as a member of the medical profession, I solemnly pledge myself to consecrate my life to the service of humanity. I will give to my teachers the respect and gratitude which is their due. I will practice my profession with conscience and dignity. The health of my patient will be my first consideration. I will respect the secrets which are confided in me. I will maintain, by all the means in my power, the honor and the noble traditions of the medical profession. I will not permit considerations of religion, nationality, race, party politics, or social standing to intervene between my duty and my patient. I will maintain the utmost respect for human life, even under threat. I will not use my medical knowledge contrary to the laws of humanity. I make these promises solemnly, freely, and upon my honor.
Wow, that is even more specific than the original Oath of Hippocrates. And it certainly addresses the very things we're seeing today. And I see why your class voted to use that version. and to take the Geneva Oath. And it's even more important because it took into account the atrocities of World War II and after the Nuremberg trials that held the doctors accountable and others accountable for crimes against humanity. And the excuse of just following orders, or translate that today into, I was just following the NIH guidelines, or I was just following CDC guidelines, or I was just following the governor, or I was just following the hospital administrator, or I was just following the insurance companies. Those excuses don't hold up when you are committing accelerated euthanasia, as we have documented in the medical records of patients. When you are withholding treatment, you know works. And when you are giving drugs like remdesivir that you know are toxic, and you know in the clinical trials had a 54% mortality rate 7 years ago in the Ebola trials, you know you are doing it. The excuses of following orders doesn't hold up. Your closing thoughts today, Dr. Fleming, for all of our listeners, what call to action would you give them in closing today?
If you're an American citizen and you have spent the last 36 months watching what's been going on in our country, you have seen, beyond any doubt, the death of 1.1 plus million American citizens and harm caused to more than 1.5 million American citizens. These people cry out to other Americans for justice in the same way that any military or any group of people like physicians cry out to everybody in our field to stand up and support what is right. This country was founded on the premise that there are rights and wrongs that must be accounted for. And this opportunity, this point in time for American citizens to be actively involved in demanding accountability of those that have committed criminal actions and harm to others, intentionally and knowing what they were doing, is an opportunity in time for every American citizen to stand up, acknowledge what was given to us by our forefathers, and recognize our responsibility for giving it to our children and our descendants. 10letters.org is such an easy way to hold those oaths of citizenship, whether it's a medical oath or being an American citizen, a simple and effective approach to demand that history recognize the criminals for having done wrong and to hold them accountable. And for us as a country to once again hold our head up and say, we will hold people responsible for criminal actions, even if, and perhaps most importantly, if they are American citizens. And we have returned to hold these criminals accountable in our country and yours.
Dr. Fleming, thank you for your courage. Thank you for your directness. And thank you for standing on both your oath as an American citizen, your oath to your ancestors to honor their legacy, your oath to the medical profession and to your patients. America, this is the time for us to band together as Americans to stand up for our rights. Biden has just essentially wiped out American sovereignty with the stroke of a pen just in the last week, making Mexico, US, and Canada one country without so much as a peep out of the media. If you want to retain your freedom, now is the time to band together, stand up for our rights, and begin doing what Dr. Fleming has outlined for all of us today. Now is the time to fill out the simple form to build that letter and respectfully request your state attorney general and your state governor to act in this matter and convene a grand jury, as Dr. Fleming outlined, and get this brought to a court of law at the state level. States still have their power under our federalism constitutional republic model. Dr. Fleming has also laid out a complete letter of indictment that, as a lawyer, he wrote to make it easier for the attorney general in your state to have the legal brief to act upon. This letter of indictment includes links to evidence that show how the listed individuals have broken the law. You simply print these completed letters and mail them to your state attorney general. And when you've finished, ask 10 friends or family members to do the same and share this campaign on social media, through your church, your community, all of your networks. One letter may not be heard, but tens of thousands will. This is our duty as citizens, and the whole America Out Loud platform focuses on the importance of maintaining our constitutional republic with citizen action. This is your action step. This is your call to action. This is the time it's needed before it's too late. America, wake up, get loud, get involved. Go print those letters, print them, copy them, send them to your friends and family, and send them to your state attorney general and your state governor. And let's fight for our freedom and our right to live our lives as God designed our bodies, our minds, and our free American spirit. This is Dr. Lee for America closing today. Please go to truthforhealth.org. Join our crusade of the voiceless. We are silent no more, and we need you in the fight. If you can, donate to support our efforts and keep us in the fight. We are here to fight for all of you. We are a We the People charity, and we are here to fight for all of you and for our great nation, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. And we need to defend it. We'll be back again tomorrow with another Whistleblower Report.